You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I were talking about this off the air. And I was writing a little piece about it, too, that, you know, you're down to 2 weeks before Christmas now, and people are, I don't know, if they feel the pressure to go out and rush out and buy something, you know, for various people, and if they're stumped, this is where the pressure starts building up, especially if you have to ship it.
Yeah.
Because you're running out of time for that. And if you haven't seen the lines at the post office.
Oh, you're Santa right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're long.
So the story came out and it was interesting. They went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people. And Jared, turns out that the vast majority of Americans don't want more crap that they will just shove under their bed or in a closet.
Yep.
They want experiences.
I really like this story today, and I'm starting to shift my ways a little bit where I'm really tired of things coming into the house.
Yeah.
And so going out for a day of something that is memorable, whether it's, you know, you and your spouse or somebody purchased something for you and your kids, I think that's where it's at now. And there's so many great ideas and things to do that, you know, more people should be doing this, I think.
Yeah, and I was looking at the, you know, they list a bunch of examples because there could be some people who are stressed right now and they don't know what to get. And they're like, well, what is an experience? What's an experience? Well, they settle down. They give you examples.
Simmer down now.
One of them that popped out at me on the list, and I really like this because my son and daughter-in-law got this for me several years ago. And I kid you not, it was one of the best gifts I've ever received because I'm not a things person. I'm always more of an experiences person. But they got me a gift card for a cooking class because they know I like to cook.
That's great. I love that.
And so I went to that place in the Cherry Creek area and spent, I don't know, it was like 4 hours one Saturday morning. And this, you know, you can get, they offer classes on a wide variety.
Yeah, you could do meats, you could do pastas, you can
soups.
Do soups.
Salads.
A soup class.
A soup class.
Anyway, a lot of
sauces. Like, I was looking for a sauce class.
Sauce
too.
Class, yes. Also a lot
the
of.
The one I ended up signing up for and spent 4 hours was breakfast baking. So it was scones and homemade cinnamon rolls and I can't remember what. I mean, you can stop right
that.
There.
Quiche.
There was like four different things that we made, and it was just me. And I think one other woman, or maybe two other women.
Well, no wonder you liked it.
Well, but it was, but because it was so personalized,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. So cooking class is a great idea. You want to share some of these others that you see on here?
I do like the trips to a museum. A few people have actually commented already on my Facebook about this. On this list was a trip to the museum. So you could buy them, you know, a day at the museum or buy them like a year-long museum pass. A couple that came in online before we started talking here was somebody says, I bought one of my friends a membership to the Botanical Gardens because they really like plants.
Cool.
And then another person said, in years past, I have purchased national parks passes for people. So that's
great
like whatever
idea.
That was, $80, you know, for people that love being in the outdoors. And you give them the national parks pass for the year. How great is that?
I love
those. Those are really good.
You know, if you've got friends who like to go skiing or boarding, you know, lift tickets.
Yep.
Lift tickets are great
gifts.
Those
are great.
Vouchers for wine or beer tasting.
Oh, that's great. God, those are,
you know,
everywhere
you,
now.
You just recently did that whiskey tour, and
you know.
If there's somebody in your life, you know, who might like something like that, I think that's a great gift, too.
There's a ton of those little places around town. Stranahan's, Laws, there's brewery tours you can do, so that's awesome. Some more that came in on the social, a lot of acts of service. Somebody says, offer to babysit. Give them the gift of a couple nights out. If you know a couple busy parents, be like, my gift to you is I will babysit for a couple date nights for you. Along the same lines, give somebody 5 hours of your time. somebody wrote. 5 hours, like a voucher or something that says, you know, if you got a busy working mom, a single mom or something, give them 5 hours of your time to help catch up or do things. I think that's pretty cool.
That's cool. I thought you meant just like, hey, you get 5 hours to sit and talk
to me. Hey, come get Christmas. Coffee for 5 hours. No, and then the third one on there was buy somebody a house cleaner. Somebody wrote in and said, I've done that in the past. Yes. I've booked somebody, a weekend where a house cleaner comes on a Saturday and cleans up their house for them. That's also a cool gift.
303-691-1MIX. Phone calls are always the best. We will take text messages. Yes, we will. In fact, some of them are already coming in. Kimberly said she has purchased season passes to water parks, museums, aquariums.
And that's great. It's like it's truly the gift that keeps on giving. You know how cheesy and cliche that is, but you can go all summer to a water park.
We're talking about this story that's out that says 77% of Americans, that's a huge number, they think the top gifts that they could ever get for Christmas would be experiences more than stuff.
Yeah.
And yet people will still rush out to the stores and fill those carts with the big giant boxes of crap. You know?
Right.
Which ends up maybe being used once, and then you're like, And I know some people are going to say, yeah, but experiences are only one time. Well, yeah, but then you have the memory.
You do have the memory, and it's a night out or a day out with you and your family. A lot of people are writing in about photography things, like a book of family photo shoot or some sort of, you know, photo shoot for yourself. I don't know. I know.
Am I making a face? Sorry.
Listen, I made a face with these three that came in. Jenna, Jean, and Lila, actually. Jenna says, organize a family scavenger hunt. Nope.
No.
Jean says, how about a hot air balloon experience? Nope.
No.
And Lila said, create a family picnic experience. No. Keep the ideas coming, though.
We're not shooting down all of them.
Just scavenger hunts, hot air balloons, and picnics. No.
Sorry, I shouldn't maybe poor choice of words shooting down when you were talking about hot air balloons.
They're death traps, man. They're death traps.
Aubrey says, you know, spa. A spa. So
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's beautiful. Yes.
It's always safe.
Get your feet rubbed, your face rubbed, your back, something at the spa. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Quick phone call, and then we'll get back to some more of these texts. Here's Sue, who's been patiently holding. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, people want experiences. They don't want crap. What do you got?
Totally agree. I started giving my husband and my daughter experiences together as daddy-daughter dates. My daughter is now in college and moved out, but I did things like glass blowing class. I did axe throwing. I did escape room.
Okay.
Recently, I did a beer tasting when she turned 21 and was legal.
Yeah.
And so lots of different things that they could do together. And then there are other things that we did together as a family as well. But we went out on adventures. And the crazy thing is we found so many of them on Groupon.
Oh, and that's a good idea.
You can cruise through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Especially like the escape room stuff, because I've only done that once, and yet I had
that
a great
was
time doing it.
How different are we? That was the only one on the list. I was like, pass, hard pass.
Oh, yeah,
that
doesn't
those.
Sound like your kind of thing.
I hate those. I hate being trapped in there and be like, okay, get me out of here.
They let you out eventually.
I think it depends on who you have there with you.
I don't know. Agreed. I could have some of my best friends in there with me. I'd be like, get me the hell out of here.
I went with Dominic and my daughter-in-law, and then with Milo and his wife. So great fun group.
More for you, buddy. At some point, I just start feeling really claustrophobic in this place.
We stopped and got an adult beverage before we went and then had another adult beverage afterwards. I mean, it was just a good time.
I'll meet you before and after.
Sue, thank you for the
call. Sue, great ideas.
We love it. There's all sorts of stuff coming in through text.
Dawn
now.
Wrote in and said, buy him one of those master classes online, like some sort of course that they're into. Here's a course on coding for Christmas.
That's a great idea.
Learn how to code. a lot of the train sightseeing trips are coming in. They've got that one up in Georgetown and stuff. You could buy him a train ride. What else is on here?
Zoe says, I'm taking my 6-year-old to a Nuggets game.
Sure, that's great.
Love it.
Randy wrote in. He says, organize one of those sports car drives. Yes, my buddy Surratt actually got me one of those. I think it was for a birthday one year, where you go out and drive like Lamborghinis and Ferraris and stuff for
the
afternoon.
That's a fun idea.
That's a cool idea, man. That's a good one.
I got to shoot down another one here. Sorry. Steve says, what are your thoughts? Hey, he asked, what are your thoughts on a box set of someone's favorite TV show?
What?
That's a thing. That just goes on a shelf.
You going to get them the VCR to go with that or what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd say no.
Linda wrote in and said, get your friends a gardening starter kit. Bags of dirt, seeds, a watering can.
Okay. Hey,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, right. You know,
people are different.
That's something, dude. That's an experience, I guess.
Dan says, we're giving our teenagers what they really want, concert tickets. I see you roll back and you said, what concert?
Yeah, what
so
was
he
it?
Answered, the concert is the Potato Pirates at the Gothic Theater.
Love them.